Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And couldn't be more thrilled to talk to our next guest. He's a dear friend and someone who we love on this show. And we certainly love in our community for all of the great work that he and his institute does. The Albany Book Festival, established in 2018, draws thousands of book lovers from across the capital region and beyond to a stimulating and dynamic day-long event at the University at Albany Uptown campus that promotes literacy and fosters a love of reading among all ages. As part of the New York State Writers Institute, the annual Fall Festival features best-selling authors, panel discussions, book signing sessions, online workshops for aspiring writers, and areas dedicated to young adult and kids' books. Regional authors are there, poets are there, open mic sessions, dozens of authors, bookstores, publishers, and literary organizations will be featured online. Lots of highlights to go over with Paul Grondahl, Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the proceedings. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I always love, can you believe this is our eighth annual, Joe? You were here from the beginning.
I can't. I can't because I remember that we were having a conversation, and there had been other book festivals in around, and you said, well, you know, what do we do to create one that that can last? And you've certainly done that, and it's for anyone who's ever been there, for anyone who has seen this thing in action, it is it's really incredible what you are able to do. Because it is so supported by the community, it's so supported by readers, it's so supported by authors and publishers, and of course the college, it's really a wonder to behold.
Yeah, I mean, book festivals are celebrating every facet of the literary ecosystem. Like you said, readers, we need readers. We obviously need the writers. So we have over 90 local authors, a chance to talk about their books, sell their books. We have our favorite indie bookseller, Bookhouse of Stuyves and Plaza. We've got our campus bookstore. And then we've got dozens of featured authors. And it goes all day, multiple venues. So you kind of have to pick and choose. And what I like, Joe, it's book festival weather. I think this glorious summer is coming to an end. It's kind of rainy and cloudy Saturday. So what better time? It's all indoors, all free. Great opportunity.
Better, no better day to go in. And you, I don't know, when I go, I spend all day right. Because you just sort of fall in from one thing to the other. And you can dip in here and dip in there and go get a book signed and then walk in. And it's very user friendly.
Well, we do it. What you do at WMC with booksellers is build community. You'll see a lot of people you know. You see other great readers. You'll see a community of writers. And it's really developed into this something that we all look forward to every year because it's a total celebration of the written word.
Give us a sense of the some of the authors who will be there.
Yeah. So it kicks off actually Friday night, also free and open to everyone, 7:30 p.m. in the Recital Hall at Performing Arts Center. Every 2 years, we select and induct an official, started from Governor Mario Cuomo, official state poet, state author. This year, the state poet is Kimiko Han. She's done over 10 collections of poetry she's published, very well known in the poetry world. And then our state author is Minjin Lee, famous for her book Pachinko, was on every bestseller, every best of the century list. So that starts out Friday night, 7:30. It's a great opportunity to meet these two fantastic authors, and then I'll be with them starting the next morning. We start at 10:30 a.m. Saturday. I'll be in conversation with Minjin Lee and Kimiko Han. And then all day we have John McWhorter, I'm very excited about, a really provocative, amazing columnist in the New York Times, and his book is Pronoun Trouble, where he argues in favor of the use of they-them pronouns, which you might not think. He's always kind of leaves you guessing. McWhorter's a really interesting writer. Then we have poets responding to Taylor Swift. You know, we look for a little of everything at the book festival. And these are really acclaimed poets. I mean, it's fun. Yeah. So there's a little bit of everything here. We love our local history. Russell Shorthoe, who you know very well, the great chronicler of the early Dutch in this region, and paired with Molly Beer, who's got a new biography of Angelica Schuyler, who grew up just down the road in Albany here.
That's right.
Yeah.
So wonderful pairings and opportunities for people to hear those conversations and be involved in those conversations.
Oh, yeah. There's always the whole second third or so is audience Q&A, and then we go right to book signing, and the authors are mingling around, and it's a great opportunity to talk about that author's work or to discover a new author.
I'm also interested in the fact of some of the other things going on, but when you look at the program and what'll be happening, it's these conversations. It's talking about different things, but as far as sort of the side, there's you have the book signings, and then you have there's things for the local authors, which
right.
is really incredible.
Right. Children's, there's a whole children's section. We have a children's author, Tayshawn Murdoch, who's from Albany, and we have activities for children. We also have children who write for Scribblers magazine, run by our great professor, Tammy Ellis Robinson. Young people, age probably 10 to 13, are going to read their stories. And then on the open mic stage, we have our students, we have some alumni, some faculty, and we have some seniors. So this really is a multi-generational, something for all ages, and just a lot of fun.
The book festival runs 10:30 to 5:30 on Saturday. It's the 27th of September, and it's the Uptown campus at the State University, University at Albany, as they will remind me to say. And you can find out more information by going to albanybookfestival.com, albanybookfestival.com. But probably a good opportunity or a good idea to sort of make a day of it.
Yeah, and we have everything online. You can also pick up a printed program, too. You'll have to pick and choose. You can't go to five different things running simultaneously. I'm also very excited. There's a great connection to the University of Albany. There's a panel on Toni Morrison, her time as a senior editor at Random House. Right after that, she came to UAlbany, and the other book by Paul Eli, The Last Supper, looks at religion and controversy in the 1980s, and it starts at Albany. He came as a high school senior to the U2 concert for Mayfest in 1983. I was there. You may have been there, Joe, where Bono climbs the scaffolding, waves the flag, and he gets into a deep discussion of religion, Catholicism. And he also goes to Toni Morrison, William Kennedy at the start of the New York State Writers Institute on our campus, both in different ways writing about religion. And they were on our campus together. Toni Morrison was there from 1984 to 1988. So that's a great tie-in.
Yes, that's very cool. Toni Morrison and America in the 1980s by Dana Williams. I was reading a review of that. That's a phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, she edited James Baldwin and all the great authors of that era.
Very, very cool. I'm hesitant because you didn't mention it, but although I have it on the schedule, but is Roxane Gay?
I should have mentioned that because that's another connection. Debbie Millman, Roxane Gay's wife, is a UAlbany alumna, and they're coming. And this is a beautiful. It's Debbie is the writing and designer. She has a great podcast, Design Matters, and Roxane contributes the recipes, and it's all based on gardening through the pandemic and gardening as a metaphor of helping us get through difficult times. And I think we're in those times right now. So I think gardening in a very beautiful, poetic, almost memoir way by Debbie Millman, and then her wife Roxane Gay contributes these beautiful recipes using the vegetables that they grow in their garden.
We did a Creative Life conversation with Debbie and Roxane, which is one of the most special things I've done, and it's really they're amazing, a lot of fun. You'll be in conversation with both of them. The name of the book, Love Letter to a Garden, and that'll take place from 1:15 to 2:15 at the campus center, and that's a pretty cool opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot of fun. They've come here, like you said, for your Creative Life, and we keep in touch with them. And Debbie is a huge booster of the university. She wrote for the school newspaper at the time, the Albany Student Press, the ASP, and she credits that along with one of her favorite English professors, Helen Elam, who's still on the faculty, with really getting her inspired to be a writer and a designer.
When you're putting this together, I mean, it's obviously you want it to be eclectic. But I mean, there is the common theme, and that this is all, it is curated. It's all really solid, good mind. What's the word I want? Tickling
Yes. Mind expanding.
There you go. There you go. I like that better. I like that better, writer.
Everyone needs a good editor.
Yeah,
Joe. I know.
I sure do. Thank you.
I do.
If you could just be here from 9 to noon every weekday morning. But it's so solid and so really, really good good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is a dream job for me. I came here 8 years ago. We started this book festival. Now we have a film festival. We have a lot of special things. I really wanted to throw it wide open. We don't just stay in a very narrow literary lane. I mean, this is really something for everyone. You don't have to feel intimidated on our campus. We do have a lot of really brilliant people, but you can come and talk about Taylor Swift with these great poets, you know? You can talk about our local and regional history. You can talk about gardening. You don't have to, you should feel... Feel welcome. That's what we want people to do, and feel engaged and excited by books.
The festival takes place this Saturday, 10:30 to 5:30. Is that what I said? 10:30 to 5:30. You can find out more information all about the festival on the Uptown campus of the University at Albany by going to albanybookfestival.com. Albanybookfestival.com. An amazing day. Paul Grondahl, you are amazing. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful Saturday.
Thank you, my friend.
AlbanyBookFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.